Welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, executive recruiter and veterinary recruiter Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary organizations acquire top talent while helping professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast episode, we'll be talking about the number one reason to respond when an animal health or veterinary recruiter contacts you. Hello, Stacy, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Julia. As always, I'm glad to be here today.
Stacy, we've discussed in recent podcast episodes the topic of how to respond when a recruiter reaches out to you. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, my first question is, what makes today's episode different from those?
I'm glad that you asked. And there are a few things that make today's episode different. First of all, the previous episodes that we did dealt primarily with how a professional should respond when a recruiter reaches out to them at work, specifically when they reach out by telephone. Second, today's episode deals with all forms of communication. It could be a telephone call, or it could be an email, or it could be a LinkedIn message. Third, today's episode deals more with the time frame involved than it does with how a professional should respond. In other words, it deals more with not if a professional should respond, but how quickly they should respond. That's because how quickly they respond is very important, and I have a few stories that illustrate this.
Do you mean case studies of things that have actually happened during your work as an animal health recruiter and veterinary recruiter?
Yes, that's exactly right. These case studies have happened over the course of a few years, but these are not isolated incidents. Things like this happen on a regular basis, so I didn't want our listening audience to think that these three incidents are the only incidents like this that I've encountered in my 20 plus years as a veterinary recruiter and animal health recruiter.
That makes sense. Where would you like to start?
I've mentioned this first case study before, but it certainly bears repeating considering the topic of today's podcast episode. I once contacted a professional about a position for which I thought she was a great fit. However, she did not respond right away. In fact, it took her nearly 3 weeks to respond. When she finally did respond, she said that her current job would be ending at the end of the month because her employer moved their department out of state. Now she was interested in the position that I had contacted her about 3 weeks ago. The problem was that the position had been filled between the time that I contacted her and 3 weeks later after she got back to me.
That had to be disappointing.
She was very disappointed to hear that news. Had she responded 3 weeks sooner, she could have been in the interview process for the position.
Why did she wait 3 weeks to respond?
There's a good chance that she was working under the false assumption that she had job security or stability at her current position and employer. Because of that, she felt like she didn't have to respond. However, if she had responded right away, she would have been moving from a position of strength and likely would have been considered a strong candidate for the position because her background was a great match for the employer who was hiring. But since she waited until after she found out that her employer was moving out of state, she was then moving from a position of weakness. And this was even more the case since by the time she responded that the position had already been filled. But 3 weeks isn't even close to the longest amount of time that a professional has waited to respond to me, the recruiter.
It's not? What's the longest?
3 years.
3 years? You're right. That's a long time.
Yes, I know. And it's happened more than once. In 2012, I reached out to another professional to see if they would be open to exploring other job opportunities. I reached out, tried to contact them by phone and also an email. And I didn't hear back from them for over 3 years.
And why did they finally respond?
Because they found out that they were losing their job with their current employer. At the very least, they saved my contact information, which I appreciate. So now all of a sudden, they needed a professional search consultant to help them find a new position. A similar incident happened even more recently. I reached out to a professional through LinkedIn more than 3 years ago, and that person only just responded a couple of weeks ago.
Was it the same situation?
Yes, this person only reached out now because they needed help. Of course, the position I had contacted them about 3 years ago has long since been filled. There's no guarantee that I can help them immediately with their job search. I could have helped them before when I had an ideal opportunity, but I didn't hear back. They were not responding. They were ignoring the opportunity. And that brings us to the title of today's episode.
How's that?
The number one reason to respond when an animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter reaches out to you is opportunity. They have an opportunity for you, and it has the potential to be better than the job that you currently have now. You won't know unless you hear about it, and if it's not better, you can stay where you are now, but at least you know about it.
So why do people do it then? Why do they wait and procrastinate and only start to network when they're desperate? That doesn't seem to make sense.
I agree, and it's a great question, and it doesn't seem to make sense. I think the answer boils down to being comfortable and wanting to maintain the status quo. I mentioned this a number of times before, and it's as true now as when I first mentioned it. The best time to look for a new job opportunity is when you already have a job now. Just because you're looking for a new job does not mean that you have to take the first job that comes along. It means that you're keeping yourself open to opportunity. It doesn't mean that you're a disloyal employee or that you're a bad person. You're only doing what is best for your career, which is keeping options open. And really, what's wrong with that?
I wouldn't think there's anything wrong with that. So, Stacey, what do you recommend?
When an animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter reaches out, respond to their message. It doesn't matter if it's a phone call, an email, or a message through LinkedIn. Respond to the recruiter and listen to what they have to say. Listen to the opportunity that they're bringing to you. It doesn't mean that you have to explore it or go on an interview, but at least be open to hearing about it. Listen. Don't wait until you're desperate to contact a recruiter or respond to a message that they've sent to you. If you do, then you're not operating from a position of strength. You're operating from a position of weakness. And I can say without a doubt that if you want to grow your career and maximize it, then you cannot operate from a position of weakness on a consistent basis. It doesn't work that way if you want to be successful.
Stacey, thank you so much for all of this great information. And for those people who are considering a job change, be sure to check out the hot jobs on the Vet Recruiter website at www.thevetrecruiter.com.
Yes, there are plenty of hot jobs posted right now on the Vet Recruiter website. For those listeners who want to change their current situation and are interested in exploring other animal health jobs or veterinary jobs, I invite you to visit our website at www.thevetrecruiter.com. We post new jobs on a regular basis.
If you are a hiring manager and need to hire top talent, be sure to reach out to Stacey as well. We have plenty of resources on our website for both job seekers and hiring managers. You can also sign up for the Vet Recruiter newsletter on the website address at www.thevetrecruiter.com. Stacey, as always, thank you for joining us today.
It is my pleasure, Julia. I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health Employment Insider.